You're listening to the Digital Strips Podcast, the first
and best
webcomics podcast on the planet, and proof that life is pretty boring until you can hallucinate a hypersocial dragon friend. I am your host, and I am also known to screw up simple tasks like baking in an effort to get out of ever having to do them again. I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Sigler. With me as always, he is convinced that the errands he runs are in service of a loving and powerful ruler, and you better not tell him otherwise. He is Steve the Geek Shinny.
Did you put 11/3 cups of salt into your cake?
I'm fine with cooking, and I honestly think if I like really went for it and like learned and all this, all that stuff, I could be good at it. Because there's an artistry to cooking. I think I could be good at it, but I hate it. And I take so much time. Like, I'll be like, somebody's like, okay, chop these up, and I'll chop it for, you know, like 30 minutes. It's like, what are you doing? How are you not done with that? This has to go in. It has to get mixed in so we can cook this. It's like, I'm sorry, I was chopping it up. It's like, well, give it to me. And then they chop it up really quickly. I'm just like, well, fine. But I was enjoying myself. Like, I'm doing a little bonsai tree thing over here. And I'm just like, I'm just chopping peppers. Will it take me 3 hours? You're dang right. But they're going to be chopped. They're going to be the same size.
Is that what it is? Like, are you putting, do you cut one off and then do you put it over the next one so you have a stencil?
No, not a stencil. I don't know. I'm just really slow. I'm very slow with my cooking. And so nobody wants me to, you'll want me in your kitchen. You'll want me to help. And then I'll do something so slow. It's just like, what are you doing? Okay, stop that. Stop. What else can we put you on? Okay, try this. And eventually I'm just taking napkins or whatever out to the table because it's the only thing I can be trusted to do.
Not to totally derail this whole podcast into something that really only amounted to a panel and a half of dialogue in this comic, but I was just making dinner and my daughter was supposed to make dinner and I was going to help her, but she was out playing with her friend. So I did like all the prep work, and then she comes in, she's like, okay, I'm ready to make dinner. I'm like, okay, well, fry this up. And so she's like frying the ground beef and she's just stabbing it. I'm like, no, you got to flip it. It's like, see how this side's already done? We got to cook the other side. And she's like, oh, I'm like, okay, now add the onions. And she's like putting them in one. I'm like, no, just do it all at once. She's like, so everything she learns, she's like, I'm an attentive learner, father.
It's wonderful. Guess who's not in this comic? The main character, which we'll get to in a moment. Once I tell you the name of the comic, which is The Messenger. It's brought to us by, I believe, Indui and Issa. Indui is the creator of the comic, and Issa serves as the editor. And The Messenger is the story of Kai. Kai is your typical youth. Not typical youth. Okay. I'm just going to let you take this one because you're going to get to fantasy stuff I know nothing about and can't pronounce. And I'm sure I'll screw something up. So you tell us about The Messenger.
Okay. Well, normally I would make fun of you for not understanding simple concepts, but in this case, I think you're actually justified. A lot of this is not very well laid out, but this is, of course, a fantasy world where dragons and spirits and all those things are real, but they've been gone for a long time. It's been like 100 years since a war. We're not really sure what the war was about. Something happened to Kai when he was younger. I don't know if we know what that was. But he lives in constant pain, and it's not really clear if that's physical pain or emotional pain. I don't know if he has like fibromyalgia, like fantasy fibromyalgia or something like that, or if he's just got like emotional damage from whatever happened to him. But there is a annual festival where the spirits can cross over. It's kind of like a Day of the Dead sort of thing, but it's, and they're like venerating the people who have gone before and all this stuff. And on that day, he and his friend Lonnie, who I think is a ghost. I'm not sure about that, but I think she's a ghost. And that's why he only sees her this one day. That could be total conjecture on my part. Anyway, they go exploring. They find the cool old man up on the hill in the woods. Has all the constellations carved on his roof, which is really cool. They get in kind of a little fight because Kai is in pain all the time. And he leaves an offering of... He accidentally leaves Lonnie's stuff on a statue, which is taken as an offering by Kala, the great and powerful, very mature for her age, dragon bird. Don't call her a bird. And yeah, so Kai is now taken into this other world. To me, it kind of, at first I thought it was kind of like the world of the dead, but I think it's more like the world of Fae, like the fairy world where everything's a little different and has its own rules. And there's these great and powerful magical spirits. And Kai is the first human in 100 years to go back there. It used to be something that was done on a regular basis, and there was an exchange of knowledge between the two worlds. Now, after the war, that hasn't happened. Kai is the first person to go back. Kala wants to use this as an advantage to do a big quest and earn her more favor. Kai is against that, and then he realizes that he can be pain-free if he does this. So now he's on board, and then we catch up to where we are in the comic, because it is very new.
Yeah, so the whole comic so far has the feel to me of a Miyazaki film, where it's a fantasy world, but it's also pretty mundane. There's not a whole lot going on. We're probably from the perspective of a child, and it's not boring, but there's nothing exciting going on. But then there's the crossing over of some other world or another realm, or something comes into this world and just makes it so amazing. It's Guillermo del Toro also has that mm-hmm. aspect to his works of all of a sudden something turns or something is introduced and it's just like, oh, this has changed everything. Like this is beautiful. Like, look, yeah. So and that would be when Kai crosses over and meets Kala. I also had the introduction of Kala as the now he met the genie of the lamp from Aladdin. Of yeah, just all of a sudden everything in the comic is amped up. The humor, the action, the just the sense of urgency, because Kala's all about going to do this errand. We got to do this errand for the queen or whatever. She's going to, you know, tell us we did a great job and we got to be all about that. And that's like pretty much all we know about Kala so far is that, you know, they're very full of themselves and very excited about doing amazing, wonderful, spectacular things that they know that they're capable of, but they also mentioned that, like Kai, they're the runt of the litter. So they're kind of the fledgling, I think they call themselves. So Kai and Kala definitely have that bond, I think, in that way. And, I mean, they're setting off on this quest. This is their first quest to go. It's basically a fetch quest they're doing for the queen. And Kala's convinced that it's going to lead to great things for them. And Kai's just like, I mean, I don't really want to go. And Kala's like, no, come on, we gotta go! Hop on my back towards adventure!
Yeah, it very much feels like the opening act of a fairy tale. Like, okay, the main character, we see the status quo, we see what they want to get back to, we see what they want to get, and we introduce the new world, and then, boom, off we go on adventure.
Yeah. And I obviously, like the creators I've mentioned before, I think this will inform something in the real world or just something inside Kai. And that will then, they'll play off each other. The fantasy world, the spirit world will play off of the real world realm. And they'll kind of, yeah, Kai will grow through that. And I bet Kala will as well. So it seems like it's pretty well-trodden ground, but I think it's well done here. I really enjoy the artwork. It's very well done, especially once we get to the spirit world. Really, just it cuts loose and the colors and pop, and you know, there's more fanciful beings and creatures everywhere you look. And Kala himself is just, again, beautiful, ornate dragon bird. We'll say bird.
I was very impressed with Kala and the presentation thereof. It was so much emotion is put into there. And it, did you ever watch Raya and the Last Dragon?
No, I still haven't.
Okay. It's actually a decent movie. It's got it has its flaws, but I liked it on the whole. But one of the things that kind of irked me was how much the main dragon character was. They tried to put a lot of emotion into her and it didn't always work. Sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. It works here. Like, she is intense. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah, well, she's intense. And also, it carries through because, again, everything up to this point in the comic is so just run-of-the-mill. Like, you meet Kai and his brothers and an aunt, and they, you know, kind of spell out how he's reticent to jump into any situation. Like you said, there's some kind of a probably illness or something going on there that has led him to be that way, or something else in the past. So, but it's pretty normal stuff, even with a fantasy world. And there's a war that's told of that we don't know exactly what happened. But it's torn the areas apart, and there's only certain areas, you know, that are like livable. And we see that in many stories, post-apocalyptic or not. And so it's kind of not dreary. It's not even like hopeless. I don't know. There's just kind of resignation to this world. So then when we do go to the spirit realm, it is just a breath of fresh air in so many ways, not just meeting Kala. But the awakening of Kala, like, it definitely did make me think back to the genie coming out of the lamp, and especially Robin Williams' genie just being like, whoa, this movie is different now. First time I saw that. The first time I knew it was coming, but just experiencing that for the first time, it's just like, this is nuts. Like, this is legitimately nuts. And Kala kind of has that craziness to her, but it's welcome. And it's fun. I imagine eventually I could get tired of Kala being, you know, nonstop, just go, 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 and too extra, as you might say. But we just met Kala, and now the comic is at its current updating point. It is a fairly young comic. So, what, like 60, I think, episodes, comics?
Yeah, about.
So there's not a whole lot to go on here, but there's a lot of promise and a lot of intrigue and fun. I think it's just going to be a lot of fun, and we'll learn about Kai and Kala in the process. But I think it's just going to be a very well-drawn, fun adventure.
Yeah, I mean, I need to go to another world and experience weird and whimsical things. And, you know, why not do it with a dragon bird?
Yes. And one that is, again, just up for anything. Like I said, we got to finish this quest, so let's go do this. And I think the final update is before they can go on the quest, they have to go and steal a cake from a room. But before they can go in the room, he has to say that, okay, avoid the creatures that are in this room because they can steal your soul. And the guy's like, wait, what? And he's like, all right, let's go. Let's go get that cake. It's like, so it's going to be like that. And I had a lot of fun with it. I had a lot of fun with the look of it. I think is really, really well done. And it's the characters are they're cartoony, but there's certain moments where they get super cartoony, like they're very like manga anime expressions even on their faces. And it kind of seems to go for every single character, not just Kai. So it's playful, but I also beautiful. So I really enjoyed what I read so far, and it's one to keep an eye on, I think, because
yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely we're going to see what happens next, because it'd be neat.
There you go. Do not miss out on The Messenger. That will do it for this episode of Digital Strips. If you have any comments about anything we talked about in this episode or suggestions for future episodes, you can find us on Twitter. The show is at Digital Strips. I personally am at the Jason Sigler.
I personally am at Idahobo.
Or if you prefer, you can head on over to our website. That is digitalstrips.com. You can leave us a comment there in the show notes. You can also reach us by email. That email address is digitalstrips@gmail.com. We give special thanks to Chime and Adam Tell for our music, which is from their song Hole. That's Whole. You can find Hole along with many other great copyright-free songs on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Spotify. If you like this show, I have great news. We do another one. It's a show featuring two guys who have never met in real life, giving each other plenty of reasons to stick to that decision. And that show is called Then You Ruined It. You can find Then You Ruined It along with Digital Strips on pretty much any podcast platform you use. If that platform allows for reviews, please give us those 5-star reviews. We crave those, like well-baked bread, not the bread that I would bake, which would take far too long and be terrible by the time it came out of the oven.
And chopped into very tiny pieces.
Well, yes, it must be. Everything must be chopped. But until next time, for Digital Strips, I am Jason the Midnight Cartooner Signaler.
I will always be Steve the Geek Shinny.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you in the fourth panel, where you finally awaken to a spirit world of wonder. Come, dragon friend, to adventure! Aw, man, okay. His dragon friend is way cooler.
There's no uncool dragon friends. Like, no one has a dragon friend with pimples and a deviated septum.
That would be good. I was going to say that would be a great remake of Pete's Dragon, but I think they already did that.
Yeah, but he was the very, like, they went the full other direction. They made that dragon swole.
They did? I didn't hear about the swole dragon.
No, he was like the big, it looked like Pete's Dragon, the original. He was this big derpy dunder. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. And then the dragon from the live action one was like, I don't know, looked like a Sean Connery's dragon from Dragonheart, but furry.
Okay. That was a bad dragon, but mostly because of the CG, not and Sean Connery.
Hey, no. Sean Connery is a good dragon.
Disagree. He could he be a good dragon. Voice. He is not in that movie.
Dragon voice. I am the lost.
Welcome to the rock. Nope, wrong one. Sorry.
You're the man now, Doc.
We named the dog Indiana.
Okay, we're done. This is not the Bats Sean Connery outro. Well, it is, but it's not anymore. I'm done. Break away. Forget your sobriquet. Stop trying.